And welcome in to Trailblazers Courtside here in the off-season. This is our first off-season show. Last week, Wheels and Tone had their first. Now we have our first. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice on Comcast Sportsnet for the next hour. And we got a lot to get to tonight. Busy show, not only because the NBA playoffs are cranking up. We have Trailblazers president Chris McGowan coming up on the show. We'll then talk to Sam Amick from USA Today, their NBA insider. We're going to talk about the big news that came down from the NBA's relocation and finance committee earlier today, which was kind of surprising news, I think. And about the Sacramento Kings. They are staying in Sacramento. There's still a formal vote, but there's no way it won't happen now. So Seattle fans are disappointed once again, and I think probably Mike Rice a little bit shocked by a unanimous vote of the 12 on the committee. I never expected, well, I expected the vote to go this way in the long run. I didn't expect at the start of the day when you read the people who were following this, all of them said it's 50-50, toss-up, to be unanimous. What had to have happened in that room?
Well, I think the owners got together and decided this is what's best for the NBA with the commissioner leading the pack. And once Seattle had a picture of course, Clay
Bennett.
Leading the voting.
He's not the most popular guy.
And I'm sure that made all of Seattle really happy to see him.
And he was on the relocation
committee. He was on the committee that voted, and they voted 8-0 to keep it in Sacramento. I still say it is a shame that Seattle does not have a team.
Yes.
That may change, but it's not going to change next year.
Well, they will still vote. The rest of the owners will vote, but we knew that if this vote went this way, especially in the way that it went, there's no chance at this point. So Kevin Johnson, mayor of Sacramento, what a job he did. Well, there's not many mayors.
Could be the next governor.
Well, he should run for it right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, and we will continue to talk NBA playoffs, too. Some big news and some big games once again tonight. All that and more coming up on Trailblazers Courtside here on Comcast Sportsnet.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
I think most of my clients have great experiences here because the facility is fantastic.
We like that the kitchens are live because if they want to see how everything functions, it's not a guesswork. It's actually press the button. Here's how the pop-up works.
If I just take clients to see a kitchen, they can envision what their kitchen will look like.
If they can touch it, feel it, turn it on prior to purchasing it, it does make a difference.
What you need, when you need it. Builder experts at Standard TV and Appliance.
Progress isn't about where you've been. It's about where you're going. The new Ram 1500. Best-in-class 25 mpg. North American Truck of the Year. Four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. Better residual value than Ford and Chevy. It's the fastest-growing truck brand in America. Guts. Glory. Ram. Now trade in your vehicle and get $7,450 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
Northwest Honda Dealers wants to send you to Universal Orlando Resort, where you'll experience two amazing theme parks, nonstop nightlife, and stay on-site at the luxurious Loews Portofino Bay Hotel. Just go to csnnw.com/universal to enter for your chance to win.
These days, there are so many ways to advertise your business. How can you choose? One of the most effective options is right here, because TV advertising works. Choose to air your commercial locally in television's most popular shows. Choose who sees it based on the type of customer you want and where they live. Choose to put your ad on the screen everyone's watching. Choose television. For more information, visit ComcastSpotlight.com/Oregon.
Spring, so much to do, so much to see. And we've got the cars and trucks to get you there, all for less, during the Spring Super Sale at Landmark. 40 mile per gallon Focuses are less than $17,000. Well-equipped Mustangs from under $20,000. Even Super Crew 4x4s below $31,000. Come see us during the Spring Super Sale at Landmark Ford and Lincoln in Tigard. We're just off I-5 at the Haines Street exit. Get more, spend less.
Lillard again. Turns the corner and
knocks it on the net.
Batum for three.
Oh, my goodness. He's got 33 points.
Lillard for the win.
Good! It had been a quiet half for Dame Lillard.
Oh, there's a fadeaway for the game. And welcome to Trailblazers Courtside on Comcast Sportsnet, on the Blazers Radio Network, and streaming live on trailblazers.com. Mike Barrett along with Mike Rice. Our first show, as we mentioned in our last segment, the TV-only segment of the off-season, an off-season that'll be busy as we continue to watch the first round of the NBA playoffs, and hopefully in the near future, the Trailblazers are involved.
How about this? Now, I got one little stat for you on the playoffs.
All right.
All right.
You go ahead.
Last year, Oklahoma City, to make the finals, had to beat three teams with an average 52 wins each. How many wins do you think in each round did the Bulls have to beat teams? What did they win?
What Bulls team?
Bulls last year.
Last year. Probably 40.
Not the Bulls, the Heat.
Oh, the Heat, right.
Excuse me.
Like in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Yes, Eastern
probably
Conference
42.
Playoff. 46. 46. So there was a difference of about six games as far as winning each.
Yes.
So it's more difficult to get out of the West, and it'll be that way again this year as it was last year, the same thing. By the way, I also have everyone.
You're getting all of your stuff out of the way early. Are you sure you want to do
that? Well, I know there's
a
lot of guests coming.
Yes, they're that's true.
Curry, of course, was magnificent. Unbelievable last night. Who do you think was picked? One pick before Curry at number seven.
Is this going to make somebody look bad?
In the 2009 draft, he was picked number seven. Who was sixth? This team could have had him.
You're not talking about the Blazers, are you?
Johnny Flynn.
Minnesota and Johnny Flynn.
Minnesota and Johnny Flynn. That's why Minnesota is.
You know what we're going to do?
Ty Lawson. What was he picked? And he's looking.
He
great.
Was like 18, 19?
18.
Right. Well, and they, you know, as we say all the time, and even looking back 1 year. All the pre-draft workouts and all of this, it's tough. The draft is there's nobody has it down to a science. In our next show, which is going to be, I think, in 2 weeks, I'm going to have you go back and redraft last year's NBA draft and see what we come up with, because it is interesting. Because the sixth overall pick is going to win Rookie of the Year.
Teams that won't like me next week because there's seven bad picks from last year's draft. What do you think, Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard was either late first or early second.
15th.
Oh, was he? 15th?
Yeah, 15th in 2000. Clay Thompson, what was he?
Clay was 11.
11,
right?
Same as Myers Leonard.
Yes.
11.
All right,
so,
well.
It just goes to show you have to know what you're doing when you're picking.
It's amazing. Golden State has had some very good drafts the last few years. Really good drafts. All right, coming up in the program tonight, coming up in a few minutes, by the way, you had a hole-in-one on Saturday.
Saturday, George Wash and...
And you
Conrad
didn't,
Peterson
didn't,
paid me a lot of money.
No foot wedge or anything like that?
No. They right in.
I have one career.
Over water. It's a par three over water.
I have one career hole-in-one, and it came with you and your wife.
Oh, yes.
Remember that at the reserve?
At the reserve, 210 yards.
No, 222.
Oh, 222.
Anyway, we move on. We've kind of been all over the place, but that's how it is when we've been off the air for a while. We both do a lot of talking, and that doesn't
especially
change
when you
once
get
we
a
leave
hole and
here.
Run.
Right, of course. We wanted to get that in first. Coming up in the program, Blazers President Chris McGowan will come in and join us, talk about a lot of different topics. And then later on, Sam Amick, USA Today NBA Insider, will join us. Sam covers the NBA playoffs along with everything else, and he lives in Sacramento, and he's been on the story of the relocation committee earlier today, coming out with a vote 12-0 to keep the Kings in Sacramento. There will still be another vote coming up on the 13th, but this had to go the other way for there to be a chance. And I think it's surprising. I want to talk to Chris McGowan about it a little bit because he was back at the NBA Board of Governors meetings, and you know, all the guys that were so close to this, and there are so many reporters that have been following every angle of this, and earlier today they all kind of weighed in, and it was 50-50. I don't know. Some leaned Seattle. I don't think one of them thought this would be a majority 12-0 vote.
Yeah,
that's shocking. So my point is, and a lot of people are kind of saying this now, what was said? Was there a... Seattle's going to get a team, an expansion team in a year? Is somebody else perhaps going to move? Because people are looking at other teams now and saying, how could it have gone from so close to 12-0 today in the vote?
Yeah, and I'm sure our president can fill us in on...
setting him up for this now. I won't go that far.
No, and it's amazing in our society this day and age, Jason Collins probably had more publicity today than that vote to send the team back to Sacramento and to keep it in Sacramento.
And I know what you're trying to say. Let's hope there's a day that comes where that isn't news.
Yes.
You know, that Jason Collins came out as, you know, and I hope what doesn't happen now is, because now with Collins on the, you know, toward the end of his career, it was iffy whether or not he was going to be on a roster next year. And if he's not on a roster, I hope people don't try to draw conclusions that I don't think, and maybe this is me being optimistic and giving the goodwill of people a lot of credit. I want to do that. I don't think this is going to be a big issue. I think it's celebrated today for good reason. And let's hope in the future that it's
maybe
not as newsworthy.
8 years ago, 10 years ago, it would have been bigger.
Absolutely.
Not
no.
today.
And,
right?
and
you read all the tweets from the players.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, he's the White House, obviously, and came out and is very much in support. And the Atlanta Hawks did, where he played last year. So, again, I say, and I think you're saying, you don't want this to be as big a news in the future when a player does do this, but first active player to come out today, and it took a lot of courage. We of course knew Jaron Collins, his twin brother, who played for the Blazers.
Played for us, sure.
And two great guys, went to Stanford. So you know, it's a story that
I was amazed at his brother. He met his brother last week and said, "I have something special to tell you," and his brother was, you know, had no idea. He was shocked, he said. So it's amazing how things work.
It's interesting, and you know, Jason will be celebrated by those who talk about bravery and coming out and being who you are. And so it's an interesting story, and I want to get Chris's take on that one
Well. The Prez, he can handle all that stuff.
I would certainly think so.
Right.
And we'll continue to talk about the playoffs and follow some of these stories that are coming out of the NBA first-round playoffs. Great. And not only the injury news, because that's obviously been huge too, but there have been some great games. And you mentioned Steph Curry for the Warriors last night, what he did. We'll talk about Westbrook and the Thunder. Can they do it without him? They won the first game without him against Houston, and they play again tonight. So can the Rockets come back? And if not, how far can the Thunder go without Westbrook?
It'll be interesting. Injuries are a big part of the NBA, it seems, this year. The Lakers are still crying over theirs.
Yes, out.
But I've got a stat on injuries the last 3 years.
All right.
That'll really show the Blazers suffered more from injuries than anybody in the NBA the last 3 years.
Thought it was interesting. Chris Haynes' story, Comcast Sportsnet Northwest, about Jermaine O'Neal saying he would like to come back to Portland. And we talked about that during a couple of games this season and how good he looked.
We cried.
Well, but
he looked good.
Yeah, and the fact that maybe he's a backup center, I don't know. We'll talk about that and more coming up on Trailblazers Courtside. Stay tuned.
At Broadway Toyota, we're proud that since 2008, we've grown our staff from 89 employees to over 130 of your friends and neighbors, employing more people so we can serve you better. We've expanded our service center to 50 service bays, so you never need an appointment for genuine Toyota parts and service. Need tires? Now's the time at Broadway Toyota. Buy three tires, get the fourth for a dollar. Broadway is the only way, and we're right at the top of the I-5 Rose Quarter exit.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Sometimes families run a little cold. Sometimes a little hot. But when you get together around a Papa Murphy's pizza, you create, take, and bake in your oven. 425 degrees is just about perfect.
Gather the family around a gourmet chicken garlic for only $10. A unique combination of classic flavors with creamy garlic sauce and grilled chicken. A large gourmet chicken garlic, just $10. Papa Murphy's. Love at 425 degrees. Order online at papamurphys.com.
Let's face it, appearances count. That's why so many men and women, in an effort to look their best, come to Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Dr. Marla Ross and her staff are the most experienced and respected surgical team in Portland. They're local, not a franchise. You'll discover the price of hair restoration surgery is less expensive than the long-term cost of maintaining a hair system. It's the natural choice. You'll like what you see. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Get online or call us today for your free consultation.
Jordan Kent here on the beautiful University of Oregon campus, getting set for the brand new show on Comcast Sportsnet, hashtag Ducks. We're going to be taking you inside the sports at the University of Oregon this spring. Baseball, track and field, spring football. We have exclusive interviews and inside coverage unlike anything you've ever seen before.
Don't miss hashtag Ducks, Wednesday at 7 on Comcast Sportsnet.
Out. Another beautiful April day outside our Rose Garden studios. This is what April is like, Chris McGowan. Forget what you've heard. This is normal. It's been beautiful. It's supposed to be in the 80s by next weekend.
Beautiful. It was beautiful all week, and everyone says that I had to wait till July 5th to see this weather.
Yeah, that normally is the case.
I'm calling everyone out on that. The weather's been fine.
This is probably, and this is the case sometimes when you get these 80-degree April days, it's one big tease.
Yeah, it was actually hot a couple times.
No, I heard the future.
Yeah.
It's going to be the driest May and June in our history.
How do they know that? They don't know that.
When they say something, when they say there's going to be a lot of rain,
they don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow afternoon, let alone what it's going to be like in May.
Hopefully it's like today.
Yes, beautiful. Hopefully. Blazers president Chris McGowan obviously has joined us here on the set on Trailblazers courtside. We were kind of joking around there about the weather and whatnot. What's it been like for you? Things calmed down? What are your impressions now? Maybe preconceived notions about Portland and the market, NBA market, as to going through a season now. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's been a great first year. It seems like a bit of a flash. I mean, it seems like just yesterday I was here and it was around opening night and I was just starting the job. So I guess time flies when you're having fun. So first year was productive. Learned a lot. I had a good opportunity to sit back and observe how the organization operates, which is going to be invaluable leading into the off season because we're doing all our planning for next season. So that was a really good use of the first season for me. I learned a lot about the city. I met a lot of people, which was beneficial as well. You really see the passion of the fans. I mean, I've talked about that a lot, but even with the season ending, people still want to talk about everything that's going on at the Trailblazers, and people were really excited about, how we played, particularly at the beginning, this first half of the season. So, I knew coming in it was going to be a passionate market, and it's definitely lived up to that for sure.
With your observations, you were going around and seeing how everything worked. Did you accomplish all the things you wanted to so far?
Yeah, I feel like we've done a lot in the 5 or 6 months that I've been here, and certainly I'm always striving to try to improve. So I still feel that we have a lot of work to be done, and we'll make a lot of good improvements in the off season leading into next season. One of the things I'm most excited about is because I started on day one when the season had already been starting. It was opening night to have an off season where you can plan and implement new strategies and new initiatives is something that I'm kind of looking forward to. We've already started, but I'm really excited about putting our business plan together for the 13-14 season. Something I didn't have the opportunity
about his dress, the dresses at games or anything.
No, just continue to be sharp.
He could come up with on short notice.
Yeah.
you go into a season, like you talk about that, and you hear the basketball people talk about that as well. People say, okay, here's the off season. Mm-hmm. But there is no off season. I mean, that's when you really make changes. And once the season starts, that's when hopefully you see the fruits of your labors, or at least some of them. Is that kind of how it is on the business side too? I mean, yeah. That's what you talk about. Well, having an off season to ramp up this time?
Yeah, your off season is typically your busiest time of the year. You're planning and doing everything so you can execute in season. The only nice, it's not a nice thing right now because we'd obviously like to be in the playoffs, but we don't have nighttime games and weekend games, so you feel like you can take a little bit of a deep breath and think about the upcoming season. But certainly, as an organization, we're really busy right now, and there's a lot of change and transition happening within the organization, and we're really ramping up our aggressiveness and our ambition, and we're going to develop a really comprehensive business plan that's hopefully going to produce a lot of great results going into next season.
How's my meals going to look now that we have a new Levy, a new caterer, and everything?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the items that's taking a good bit of time for a portion of the people that are involved in our organization is when you bring in a new food and beverage partner, there's a lot of logistics that go into a decision like that. So, we made the decision to go a different direction with a new company that can create a new culinary vision for the organization going into next season because we want to improve on things. That's not saying anything bad about our partner that we're leaving. They were great and they did a lot of great things for us, but we were just captivated by what Levy came in and told us that they'd be able to do from a culinary perspective in the Rose Garden and obviously in the media room when you guys are eating there prior to games.
So. Blazers used to self-operate the Rose Garden and then got away from that, but the decision to allow the AEG agreement to expire and now going back to a self-operation, that's got to be exciting for you, especially coming from that world when you were down in Los Angeles. Talk about what this is going to present as far as opportunities go for the organization to now self-run its own arena, because that's a pretty rare thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not... It's not that rare when you're a building that has only a couple tenants and is owned by the same person. You can choose to bring an arena management company in, and it was the right decision back when we did it, and AEG did a lot of great things for us over the last 6 years. And through conversations with them over the course that I've been here, we kind of mutually agreed that this was the best course for us, and we're excited about this. It's going to allow us to come together as an organization, where when I started, you would talk about you had the arena side and the team side. And since we have one owner and we're all kind of working towards collective goals, we think it makes sense to come together as one and view ourselves as one organization. And when you self-operate like we did back when the arena opened a while ago, that's what that will provide to us, is just coming together as one and working together. And, hopefully what it'll mean for people that are fans is that we'll be able to utilize resources collectively to get more events to come into the arena. I mean, I've talked about that a lot since I got in here, is the Rose Garden's a great facility, not only for Trailblazers games, and how about the Winterhawks, by the way?
We
can talk about them a little bit. Yeah. But it's also a great concert venue, and I have the belief that we can work a little bit more aggressive in bringing more sporting events and more concerts in there as well. So hopefully self-operating will pave the way
for
that.
I know Paul Allen gets involved with the draft and the players. How does he get involved with all the things you're talking about, the changes that are going to be made and everything?
Well, we have regular communication with him. So, anything that's big like this, it's a simple, hey, this is what we're thinking, this is why we're thinking it, and this is the benefit, and he usually will weigh in on some things that maybe I wasn't thinking about. Obviously, he's been around the block, so he gives good advice as it relates to that type of stuff from a business perspective, and then he just says, yeah, go for it, but he definitely listens to our advice, and, I've been talking about this one since, obviously, my first day here, and, I worked at AEG for 17 years, and this is nothing, against what AEG wasn't providing to us. This is more about what it makes sense for us to do as an organization going forward. And, AEG is still a dominant player in this industry and are going to do great things.
Chris McGowan, Blazers president, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. You just got back from your first NBA Board of Governors meeting, and then we get the news today, not to step away from the Blazers, but I want to get your reaction to the relocation committee's decision today. Mm-hmm. On the Sacramento Kings, and as I mentioned in our first segment, there were a lot of people who have been covering this, and I think everybody was expecting this to be a close vote or a tightly contested contest. For it to be a majority vote, I think it was a little bit surprising, but what's your reaction to the news that Sacramento is going to be staying in Sacramento?
Well, first of all, you obviously had two cities that put very good offers together to get a team, and the relocation committee's job is to vet that and make what they believe is the best decision for the NBA. So, obviously, I'm not involved in the details of that, but the fact that it was such a majority that must tell you something about where things are going. And keep in mind, there's still a vote in May 13th, I think, is when that's going to come down. But obviously, they're two great markets, and they both would have been great NBA markets. And, you know, the relocation committee seemingly did their job.
Do you think Seattle has a shot in the future? They were such a great city for the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. I mean, they seem to get a lot of stuff lined up for this, and it didn't work out, and hopefully, or maybe they'll continue along the course of trying to get an NBA team. But for me, I'm just most worried about what's going on here in Portland, and I'll let all those committees and the commissioner and all those people that you know that stuff a lot better than I do determine, you know, where what's best for the NBA as a whole.
Well, we will take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about Damian Lillard's special season and hopefully some more news about Damian coming up in the very near future. We'll wait and see on that. But Trailblazers courtside, Chris McGowan, Blazers president, our guest, back with more after this.
Have you ever sat in the sun at Emerald Downs, enjoying a summer weekend with the family or a Friday night with friends, cheering, ticket on the winning horse in your hand at the finish of a race? Of course not. No one is sitting at the finish of a race. Emerald Downs. Experience our every day.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Look for prize drawings for mom and free activities for the entire family. For more information, go to emeralddowns.com.
Imagine if Jason Duffner played his game like T1 from the phone company. Moving up to 66 times slower than Comcast Business. Par 4s would become par 400s. It would be the longest round of golf ever. Fortunately, Jason is more like Comcast Business. Moving at speeds up to 100 megabits per second.
Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. Don't wait.
Solitude, pristine and unspoiled. To be here, you have to find the end of the road and then keep going. The trail to this special place begins at Curtis Trailers with a sport utility trailer designed to haul your bikes, ATVs, and other off-road gear. You'll find the largest selection in the Northwest, from easy-to-tow lightweights to large models that can carry four ATVs. Let your adventure begin where the road ends at Curtis Trailers, Portland and Beaverton.
Hey, I'm never going to teach you this if you don't listen.
What? I got this.
Get your arm into it. You're not doing it. You're hopeless. You're never going to learn to throw a disc.
Really? Well, I challenge you to a duel. Disc arm.
One, two, three, four. What was that, Deke?
I can't believe they let us do this show. Seriously, I can't.
This is the Dan Patrick
Show! It's gonna be magic.
Welcome to Football Night in America!
Ask me if I'm an elite broadcaster.
Dan, after many years in the business, do you consider yourself one of the elite broadcasters?
Hell yes, I do.
And back here on Trailblazers Courtside on Comcast Sportsnet, on Trailblazers.com and the Blazers Radio Network, Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, and Trailblazers President Chris McGowan. You know, we talked about AEG and allowing the agreement to expire, and there's been some publicity about 900 people who were let go because of the change, but tell us what this is going to amount to in the end, most likely.
It certainly provided for an interesting morning when we saw the headline, which we felt was a little misleading, that said that 900 employees would be let go. And this is a simple formality when a management agreement changes. Obviously, their employer is not going to be AEG anymore. It's going to be Rip City Management. And when you do that, you have to notify the employees, and those vast majority of those employees are going to have the opportunity to reapply for their jobs. And it's just going to be a transition. So anything that was written about 900 people losing their jobs today is just...
I can't believe it.
Yeah. We still have to run an arena, and you can't run an... Maybe
right.
Try to be the first arena ever ran without an employee. So yeah, certainly we're not going that route, and it's just a formality, and it's a transition-related thing that's going to work itself out. And if anyone read read that and was alarmed in the newspaper today or online, just go back and read the update that was put back online today, and it's just not the case.
We go to how easy is it, or how much easier does it make it when you have, and we know that there's business side, there's basketball side, but when you come up in the draft with a guy like Damian Lillard and the excitement that he brought to the city, and the end of the season was rough because of the losing streak, but I think that the and we know this because we're kind of on the front lines at times of almost selling hope. Mm-hmm. Damian certainly makes it easier to sell hope, doesn't he?
Certainly does. And, I'd be lying if I told you taking the job, I knew what we had. I mean, obviously seeing him play for a season, you realize that you got a superstar that's going to be really good for a lot of years to come. And certainly helps not only market the team in Portland and connect, fans in Portland with a young and up-and-coming player like Damian Lillard, but also puts the Trailblazers on the scene nationally. He's in all-star conversations now. He did well when he went to the all-star game and the future stars stuff. And, there's a lot of people collectively around the NBA that are talking about the Trailblazers now as a result of his play. So it certainly is a great thing, not only from a business perspective, but most importantly from a basketball perspective.
It makes it easier to attract would-be players when you go out on the market to, if you have your quarterback in place, which Portland apparently does.
Yeah, and you certainly talk to anyone, they say, what are the key things you need to be a good basketball team? And a point guard is the first thing that people mention, and fortunately we have Damian here.
And if you look at the Kia Community Award, and not many rookies get nominated for that. There's eight guys that have been Chris Paul, that have been around the NBA forever, and yet Damian Lillard was one of the guys nominated for this award, and we're hoping all the fans vote on NBA. Is it NBA?
NBA's Facebook page, right?
That's right. You go to the NBA's Facebook page and definitely vote. It not only is he a great player, that's a testament to what type of a person he is to be that involved and that focused on being a good citizen at the age that he is. So,
well, and I told that story on the air, I think it was before the last game when he got the Kia Community Assist Award. And it was during warm-ups, and once in a while he'll come over and, you talk about various things. And I said congratulations on the award, and he said, honestly, and there was nobody else around, he said, this one means more to me than all of the Rookie of the Month awards. And I kind of looked at him like, that's the right thing to say, but there's nobody else around. And that's how he feels, it's pretty special.
It matters to him, and, that's a great thing. When you have the whole package like he has, it means a lot of good things are coming in the future.
Yeah, he's second only to me in tweets.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
You can get an idea of how popular he is when you go onto Twitter and look at all of his followers.
I'm going to ramp up my tweets for next season, so I kind of slowly ramped them up. Next season I'm going to tweet a lot.
But we know you're following, so that's pretty good. And once in a while, after a game on the road, Rice is always tweeting something, that's borderline. And Coach Stotts always walks by and says, nice tweet. And you don't know where Terry is on Twitter because he doesn't, he doesn't have any followers, but he does some following. So
there you go.
We know you're following as well. And once in a while you're tweeting about the Timbers and what they're doing. I know you're a big soccer fan. That's pretty exciting to see. And not only their success and the big win a couple of nights ago, the fan base and, people talking about what a difficult place Portland is to play, like they talk about the Rose Garden. It's great to have a community that supports
them. And the Winterhawks the same way.
Of course, yes, right. Absolutely. Just passion. The fan base, passion across all of the sports.
And it's one of the reasons I wanted to come here, to be in a city where it matters. That's important in doing what we do. So you have passionate sports fans all over the place supporting all the teams, whether it's college, whether it's the Trailblazers, whether it's the Timbers. There's one consistent theme is that the fans really, really support the teams that we have in this area. And I've fortunately gotten to go to a couple Timbers games this year. And
I'm going Thursday.
There you go. Yeah, nice.
I got my Timbers Army scarf. They said that would get me some perks.
All right. I think we should film that and put it on our website. That would be good with you chanting and singing.
Are you going to be in the Army?
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe.
Are you going to be in the Timbers Army?
No, I'm. Right. I made sure I'm real close to
say.
He can soak it all in.
I would like to see that as well. Chris, your reaction briefly. We touched on it too. Jason Collins' announcement today as being the first active player to come out. Your reaction, I assume, is along the lines of what the NBA issued.
Yeah, it's great. I'm hopeful there'll be a time when this isn't a story in sports and people are more comfortable with being themselves. But but I was really pleased to see all the reaction, the positive reaction that came out today. So good for him.
So what's next for you now? I mean, we talked a little bit about you're ramping up in the off season, but what are things that have been on your to-do list that you haven't gotten to yet? I mean, we've heard naming rights, you know, of course, is something that's still under discussion, but what are some of the other things that are coming up for you in the next month or two as we move into the summer?
You know, a lot of the boring stuff. We're planning budgets and getting all that stuff worked out. Still very focused on selling season tickets. And, you know, we have a big renewal year from a sponsorship perspective. So those are the things that we tend to work on a daily basis. I'm also still, you know, in that phase where I'm trying to meet as many people in the city of Portland, whether they're business leaders or community leaders. So having, you know, a couple of those great meetings every week. So still meeting with the staff, you know, all the stuff you talk about, naming rights is progressing. But really, you know, we talked about self-opping the building and bringing a new caterer in, and those are things that we talked about. We went through the process, we made the decision, and we're still really implementing it, and a lot of those logistics are ongoing.
Well, if you need any sponsors taken up for golf, Mike and I will volunteer to go to the golf course. And
I mean, that's a mental note. You planted a seed, but we're gonna have to wait till July 5th because the weather's so bad here.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So we shall wait.
But the kids and everything else, I mean, the transition, have there been things that have surprised you about the area that maybe you were told, oh, gosh, Portland?
No, I mean, everything's going really smooth. My wife likes it. My kids are really integrated in their school. They're having a lot of fun. I was a little bit worried. I have a 9-year-old who was really concerned with the rain and the cold when he was playing soccer when he got here, and now I have to scream at him to come out of the rain when he's in my front yard playing. So he's adapted well, I would say.
Yes. Well, Chris, we'll continue to follow everything throughout the busy summer, and hopefully going into the draft, and you know, the draft lottery first, then the draft, and then summer league, going to be exciting. Exciting times, and we appreciate you coming by and filling us in, and come back soon and give us some updates.
I will, for sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, Blazers president Chris McGowan, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. When we come back, we'll update the NBA playoff scoreboard. We'll talk a little bit more about the Sacramento decision today as well. Sam Amick coming up will join us, USA Today NBA insider. He lives in Sacramento, has been covering this like a lot of these guys. Was he as surprised as maybe some were about the majority vote today to keep the Kings in Sacramento? That and more coming up on Trailblazers Courtside.
I believe that Standard has the best pricing in town, and my clients seem to agree with that.
We want them to come someplace that's proven for us, has a track record. We know they'll get service, they'll get the best price in town.
We send our customers over here. We are expecting good value, and we get that time and time again.
When you know the price is good and you trust the person you're talking to, that's the whole package.
Our low price guarantee. Standard TV and appliance.
If you make international calls, Vonage World gives you unlimited calling around the globe and in the U.S. Call 877-4-VONAGE today. Then call India, all of India, or Brazil, all of Brazil. In fact, call all corners of over 60 countries from your home phone and mobile. Unlimited calling around the world with visual voicemail, three-way calling, and more. Don't wait. It's just $9.99 a month for the first 3 months. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 877-4-VONAGE or go to Vonage.com and start saving. Vonage. Sounds good.
When you have moles, it's easy to make a mountain out of a molehill. Never fear. Tomcat products are working hard to help you kill, capture, and repel moles. Our mole killer works in a single feeding by mimicking the mole's favorite food, while the professional-grade foot-set traps spring into action with the slightest movement. Tomcat repellents with ground-penetrating technology get deep into your lawn to help repel moles. However you choose to rid your lawn of moles, choose Tomcat, the mole experts.
Watching Comcast SportsNet, home for Northwest sports.
There are so many ways to advertise your business. How can you choose? Comcast Spotlight can help you make informed decisions about when and where to advertise, such as a commercial that airs locally on the most watched shows on TV, along with an ad on popular websites. Our multi-screen advertising solutions and customized marketing plans help you achieve your business goals and make your advertising work. For more information, visit ComcastSpotlight.com/Oregon.
What are your neighbors doing?
Oh, are they gyrating?
Yeah?
Yeah. That's the no rain dance. They don't have Xfinity, so bad weather interferes with their satellite service.
The no rain dance? Wow.
How? You should see them on game days. It looks like fun. It's not.
Awesome is reliable TV service, rain or shine, with Xfinity.
All right, we want to thank Chris McGowan, our Blazers president, for coming in and spending some time with us. We'll get him back on from time to time over the summer as we continue on with Trailblazers Courtside all summer long, as you know. Coming up, you know, you joked around about golf, and we were talking about charity. Coming up on May 19th, Caddies for the Cure. It's something that's very close to us.
18th and 19th.
Yes, but 18th is the big dinner event. But what I'm going to tell you, oh, thank you. Yes, there it is right there. Go to caddiesforcure.com. It's caddies for, number four, cure.com. And you can get involved in a little bidding to play with us. You can be on our team. You and two friends, so three total, can be on our actual team for the actual event. And that is, again, coming up on the actual golf event. It's Sunday, May 19th. You also get three tickets if you win.
To the 18th.
Yes, to the 18th event at the Tiger Woods Center. It's first class.
And tons of
George
celebrities.
George Gervin, Moses Malone, Penny Hardaway, Brian Grant, Ken Griffey Jr., Bo Jackson. Who else is coming this year? Jerome Bettis is coming this year.
Yes.
Big Steeler. Sterling Sharp, Kurt Warner, Joey Harrington. Rowdy Piper is going to tee it up this year. So these guys will all be at the event at the Tiger Woods Center on Saturday night, May 18th, and then also be at the golf event on Sunday morning, and you can play in it as well. Go to caddiesforcure.com, click on the events tab, go down to the bottom, and you'll see down there something to click on to get to a bid to play with us.
And you don't have to be a great golfer, and your two friends don't, but it would help.
You prove that.
It would help.
Anyway, this event benefits the National MS Society and Randall Children's Hospital, and it's something I've been at every one of these, and very close to both of us, so so do this. Go on and at the very least, educate yourself about the event, but if you want to bid to play with us and be part of our team, we'll have a lot of fun. What is that?
Oh.
Was that your...
This is
they give you that for your hole-in-one.
Yeah, this is my hole-in-one that I had Saturday.
Anyway, that's coming up. Go to caddiesforcure.com, click on the events tab, and go down to the bottom for the Celebrity Golf Classic, and, you know, bid and team up with us. And like you said, don't have to be a great golfer, but you would prefer somebody who can...
Well,
who can,
it's a chip and putt. We'll take care of the getting it out there.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that's coming up. So that's May 19th, and the event at the Tiger Woods Center. Going to the Tiger Woods Center and seeing all of the, it's like a museum of golf and for Tiger, that's worth it alone. But that is a very fun event, and that'll be a cool night. We'll be involved in the live auction, and the silent auction is very
cool. We'll make sure they have a good time.
Yes, yes. During the golf event, we will as well.
Yeah.
Rice is a, you know, as you can imagine, there's never a dull moment.
I carry an eraser.
Yeah, we know you do. The best wood in your bag is your pencil. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk to Sam Amick, talking about the NBA's relocation committee voting to keep the Kings in Sacramento. And, of course, there's still a vote to come, but that was the big one. It happened today. We'll have him on when we come back.
Progress isn't about where you've been. It's about where you're going. The new Ram 1500. Best-in-class 25 mpg. North American Truck of the Year. Four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. Better residual value than Ford and Chevy. It's the fastest-growing truck brand in America. Guts. Glory. Ram. Now trade in your vehicle and get $7,450 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab. Doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
When people think about auto insurance, everybody has their own definition of value. If you're looking for the best value, call Amica. A great price is just the beginning. We'll also dig deeper and find every discount that you're eligible for, even some you might not know about. So call Amica now at 877-52-AMICA. A great price plus the coverage and service you deserve. That's the value of Amica Auto Insurance. Enter! do you decide which auto insurance is right for you? It depends on your formula for value. That's why you should call Amica, because there are so many reasons to switch. We're a mutual company owned by our customers. So when you call, you talk directly to a company that always puts its customers first. So call 877-52-AMICA now and discover the full value of Amica Auto Insurance.
Coming up Tuesday here on The Fan, can the Bulls or the Thunder wrap up their first round series? We'll be discussing the NBA playoffs. Plus, I will be back with your latest headlines. So join us Tuesday at 3.
Tune into Outdoor GPS, the only live interactive show of its kind, and it's here to bring you what you need for that next big adventure. Outdoor GPS, Thursday and Friday nights at 6, and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 on Comcast SportsNet.
All right, the director of our fine program is Phil Beard, John McConnell on graphics, Charles Chabney on audio. Charles, you're the man. Charles kept us from going bleeding from the ears during the regular season as well during home games. Greg St. Martin on video, Bruce Williams, the engineer, Brian Buckwalter, John Curry, and here on cameras, and the captain, Rich Patterson, back in the radio dungeon. And there is Rich now for those of you watching on Comcast Sportsnet, sporting a little old school Blazers shirt. Yeah. Very nice cap. All right. The Brooklyn Nets have defeated the Chicago Bulls tonight, so Chicago still leads that series 3-2. And Indiana's coming back on Atlanta. Did you see the picture of Phillips Arena at tip-off in Atlanta? There's like 1,000 fans there. I mean, that's not a huge shock for Atlanta, but come on, it's a playoff.
You know, the big thing is to everyone, you saw it last night in the Golden State game. They all wear their yellow shirts and everything. Well, in Atlanta, you could walk around. They put the shirts on the seats. And if you had a wheelbarrow, you would have collected all the empty seats, had the shirts on them. You
what
could
is it
start
about?
A shirt business.
I mean, why don't they draw flies in Atlanta?
Who knows in Atlanta? It just, you know.
Crazy.
It is crazy that, they all struggle. The baseball team, they didn't sell out the World Series. And once again, they have a great baseball team this year.
Again. All right, Sam Amick from USA Today, the NBA insider. He's been covering the NBA playoffs, of course. He lives in Sacramento and has been covering this news today from the relocation committee. Sam, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
I would assume the mood in Sacramento is pretty jubilant here on this evening.
I'm not there at the moment, but I've talked to plenty of folks back in Sacramento, and I would say that's a pretty safe assessment. I'm actually a little bit surprised, that there's no kind of reserving of the champagne bottles and the celebration. These guys are pretty much in celebration mode, even though there's a few more steps in the process, and that goes for the Sacramento guys who are involved in the deal and even the NBA, to be honest with you. So, I'm going to follow their lead and assume that this thing looks like it's going to be a wrap.
Could the mayor be the next governor the way that he swung all this around?
That would not shock me. And you hear those rumblings that could be in his future. You also hear things like, I've always written and said that the relationship between Kevin Johnson and David Stern was a major, major driving force behind this entire story, and I think has everything to do with the fact that it looks like the team is going to stay. And so, the extension of that is you wonder, could KJ end up eventually working for the league office and maybe even being, up there with the Adam Silvers of the world. But who knows? For today, he's just a guy that, they really killed it the last 3 years in a good way and basically fought to keep that team. And again, it looks like they're going through.
We had Scott Howard Cooper on a couple of weeks ago, Sam, and you've read and followed all of these guys that have been so close to this story. And I know you live in Sacramento, even though you said you're not there now. And going into today and into the vote, reading everything this morning from everybody, and we had Scott on 2 weeks ago, everybody said it's 50-50. Nobody could call it. It was that close. Then how does it turn out that it's a majority vote today? Did that surprise you?
It did a little bit. I mean, I'm learning on the fly when it comes to things like the unanimous vote. You know, I had been told going in that, you know, listen, you may never know what the real vote was. You know what I mean? That it becomes something where, and I'm just kind of pontificating, but you take a read of the room and maybe it's 8-4, or I'm sorry, in this case it was 7 votes, so maybe it's, you know, 4-3. But, you know, once you realize which way it's going to go, then everybody says, well, we got to have a united front. And, I mean, I'm not sure if there's some kind of unofficial way that things go down. You know, I did start hearing in the last couple of days that Sacramento was in a very good spot. You know, they were told probably at this point 3, 4, or 5 days ago to put down at least 20% of their deposit for the purchase of the team into an escrow account by this coming Friday. I thought that was odd that request was made. You would think you would wait for the recommendation of the team first, maybe before doing that. I didn't know what to make of that. You know, I had a guy tell me this morning that he thought it was Sacramento's to lose. I had an owner tell me the other day that if he had to pick, you know, a side in terms of which one would probably win, he thought it would be Sacramento, but I do think it was really close.
Now,
and thanks for saying, I meant to say unanimous, I said majority, but thanks for fixing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what will happen now to Jeff Petrie, the coaching staff, management? Will we see tremendous changes in the Sacramento Kings coming up?
Yeah, I think you will. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of good people that work for that organization, Jeff's one of them. You know, and without being just kind of, you know, black and white about it, I mean, you know, Jeff's had the longest tenure of any executive in the NBA. And, you know, I think what's going on here, it starts with the Maloofs and the ownership group that really mismanaged the team the last couple of years. Jeff's hands were tied a lot of times in terms of trying to improve the team, you know, with a checkbook that didn't get you as far as some of your colleagues. But from the NBA standpoint, I can confidently say, I mean, they have a strong opinion that this team was run into the ground. And that has, you know, they basically feel like the reason that attendance was down, the reason that they didn't make, you know, as much money as they could have was because of management. And so for that reason, I think they fully expect, and I think the Sacramento guys would fully intend on, you know, some pretty major overhaul. I mean, I'd be really shocked if you didn't see a new GM, a new coach, and you know, new faces all around.
Still, it's kind of surprising that the Chris Hansen, Steve Ballmer group now doesn't get the team when they were on a path to a new arena. What do you think is the future, maybe the immediate future of Seattle as it relates to the NBA?
Well, I mean, David Stern, and I only saw this on Twitter. I didn't see it on NBA TV, but he spoke earlier, and you know, for the 1,000th time, was asked about expansion and continued to say it's not on the table, and it was something that Adam Silver, you know, his successor as of next February, would have to pick up and decide on. So, you know, we'll see. I still think ultimately, you know, Seattle is going to get a team. I don't know if it's going to be expansion or if it's going to be another team, you know, that gets relocated. And, you know, you guys mentioned Atlanta coming in. I mean, there's a lot of underperforming markets that I think the NBA viewed as, you know, a bigger problem, you know, than Sacramento. But, you know, I'm ultimately surprised because, you know, you're talking about a guy in Steve Ballmer with, you know, just incredibly deep pockets and the type of guy that typically pro sports franchises or leagues, rather, they don't say no to people like that. And they did, and I give them credit for doing it just because, to me, the principle of incumbency and trying your hardest not to have, you know, teams get shuffled around like pieces on a game board is a good principle to have.
Finally, our last, you know, minute or so, the arena deals were, everybody said, those are going to be the determinants of who gets this. So I assume the Sacramento arena deal, they must have sold them on the fact that they can get this done and get it done in a timely manner, correct?
Correct. I don't know all the ins and outs. I know this much. They, with $258 million on the table in public subsidies, the NBA looked at it like the kind of blueprint that they were afraid to say no to. They can now go to other cities and say, you want to keep your team? You don't want the Steve Ballmers of the world to come on in and just cut a big check, and then you lose your team? Then you got to do what Sacramento did.
Right. Fair, means fair that, or not, the Ballmer group is out there still as leverage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the irony. So many Kings fans are just you know, being real, you know, venomous towards the Seattle folks, and it got nasty between the fans near the end. Listen, the reality is the Sacramento side, they had to have, you know, just the metaphorical gun put to their head in order to push it to this point. They were never going to be able to hold on to the team, actually get the arena deal done, and actually have this outcome without somebody, you know, as heavy a hitter as Steve Ballmer coming into the situation.
Sam, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. We'll continue to follow you throughout the NBA playoffs.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
All right. Sam Amick from USA Today, their NBA insider. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up Trailblazers Courtside right after this.
Wilson Motors in Corvallis is showcasing the arrival of the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The 2014 Jeep Patriot and the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500. Wilson Motors is where you'll find this area's best selection, best prices, and happy customers. Come see the notable difference during the showcase event going on now at Wilson Motors. Make your best deal today at Wilson Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 5th and Buchanan in Corvallis, and online at saveatwilson.com.
Ready to get rid of that old mower and move up to a Honda? Well, you couldn't have picked a better time. Choose from 10 different models with features you just won't find on any other mower. Whether you decide on the rock-solid HRR series or the amazing HRX series, you owe it to yourself to check out these incredible mowers and see what sets Honda apart from all others. Visit the website you see here for specials going on right now and find the Honda Power Equipment dealer nearest you. Honda Lawnmowers. Very smart.
My experience with Standard when it comes to delivery has been fantastic.
Standard installation guys are excellent. They're on time and they know their products and they do the job right.
You stand behind what you're selling. Your service people are on time every time.
I think the best reason to go to Standard is a diversity of product, knowledgeable salespeople, and efficient delivery.
What you need, when you need it. Builder experts at Standard TV and Appliance.
Whether you're across the street or across the ocean, Vonage makes it more affordable to stay close with Vonage World. Get unlimited calling to over 60 countries from your home phone and mobile with visual voicemail, three-way calling, and more. Call 877-4-VONAGE now. Vonage World. No setup costs, no access codes, just unlimited calling around the world for only $9.99 a month for the first 3 months. Call 877-4-VONAGE or go to Vonage.com and start saving. Vonage. Sounds good.
Lots of highs and lows this season. No high bigger than the rookie.
We will not select you if you write us an 8-page biography on your fandom.
It's not our normal hilarity and hijinks or anything.
No, it's very serious.
It's very sportsy, yes. And football-y and all that stuff. Heaven's sakes. No,
that rules. There's chaos, Jack.
We actually worked yesterday, so.
Yeah. I almost had an aneurysm 3 or 4 times.
Timing for us.
It was a whole
Don't
thing.
Don't miss the fan fun time. Tonight at 9 on Comcast SportsNet.
All right, just a couple minutes left, and to wrap up the relocation discussion, that's the sad thing as we talk to Sam. It's not fair, but, you know, Seattle still is out there as leverage to use against all of these teams, Milwaukee among them, maybe even Charlotte. When you talk about underperforming markets for the league to use, and they can just say, hey, look what we have these guys in the wings. I mean, it's not a fair way to go about it, especially for the fans in Seattle, but it's reality right now.
Yeah, it's reality, and I'm just wondering how long Seattle will keep their enthusiasm that they want a franchise. You know, I would think the NBA is missing the boat if they don't keep them in touch with, you know, okay, we want you, you know.
But it's a tough spot. You know, if you talk about, you know, expansion once again, no, I don't know if there's many people that want that outside of Seattle. Just as far as the league goes, you'd make it imbalanced. You have to add two if you're going to add one. What do you do then? And there are some markets that, again, we go back, you can name a handful of cities in the Eastern Conference that don't draw at all. And I don't know. I mean, it's a tough spot. But Sacramento is happy, that is for sure. NBA playoffs continuing tonight. Brooklyn has won. Chicago still leads the series 3-2. Indiana, Atlanta, looks looks like Atlanta may hang on. All this is a 7-point game late. We'll continue to watch, and Houston and Oklahoma City play later tonight. Trailblazers courtside. We'll be here all summer long every Monday night. Mike Rice and I back a week from next Monday. Next week, it's Wheels and Tone. But thanks to Chris McGowan, our guest tonight, and to Sam Amick for our entire crew. And for Mike Rice, I'm Mike Barrett. Thanks for watching. Talk to you soon.